In almost every niche, this is a significant opportunity for someone to just go deeper and do more episodes over a longer amount of time than anybody else is willing to do. If you know how to just stay curious, explore each topic, and you're like, well, what's beneath that? And what's beneath that? And what's beneath that?
You know, one way you could test this is open up a new tab and let's see, where does he show up?
Number one. Welcome back to another podcast roast where in every episode we dissect one of our listener show's packaging, and so their cover art, show title, description, and episode titles, to decipher some of the opportunities both for them to improve their discoverability and listener acquisition, and also some of the things that you can perhaps apply to your show to do the same. So in this episode, we are roasting History of the Germans by Dirk Hoffmann Becking. So shout out to Dirk for submitting his show for the roasting. And Justin, I'm going to turn it over to you here. What are your first impressions as you start to scroll through History of the Germans?
I was excited to see this one, actually, because the first thing I notice is this is not an episodic podcast. Mm. This is a serial podcast. And a lot of folks don't know the difference. In your podcast hosting software, they'll often ask you, what type of show is this? Episodic, which is the most common. That's when your most recent episode is what podcast apps will show first. Often episodes are standalone, like they can just stand on their own. You can listen to one episode and be fine. A serial show, on the other side, is like a narrative show or a storytelling show, thematic, where you go first to last. So episode one is the episode they'll show you first. And the idea is that you're going to go through these episodes in order. Episode one first, and then two, and then three. It's like binging a Netflix season, right? You're actually going through the episodes in order, as opposed to, like, generally you don't binge the evening news. That's more episodic. It's like the most recent episode is what's important. And so we haven't covered one of these before. A serial podcast, History of the Germans. Yeah, this is cool. I'm excited to dig into this.
Yeah. And the other thing that I noticed right off the bat here, that we haven't even got to the cover art or anything like that yet, but we've got a serial show. And then also I can see in Apple Podcasts here that this is actually a link. The author tag here is History of the Germans. And so what this indicates is this is actually a channel. And so Dirk actually has multiple shows, it looks like, on this channel. And it's a little unfortunate that the banner is showing up the way it is here in the top. I'm not really sure about how you go about changing that. I've never created a channel on Apple Podcasts. I don't know if there's a kind of resolution of the image or sizing issue that could be fixed there, or if that's something that's on Apple's support side of things. I would maybe look into that if that's something that's possible to create and fill up this whole side of things. But it is interesting that there is a way to click into that channel and see that there are more shows here. And actually, it looks like these are subsequent seasons of the show, but he's actually created them as separate shows, because we can see this one, the Hanseatic League, is season 6 and the Teutonic Knights is season 7. So that's a little bit interesting to me, actually, as a listener. I come in here and I suppose that seasons 1 through 5 are in the main feed and then we get to these, but it does introduce almost some doubt where I'm like, wait, where are the other seasons that are missing here? And the one other thing that I'll note here before we get to back to the main show is that we've got season 6 in this cover art here for the season, 6 is spelled out S-I-X, and then in season 7, it's the number 7. So some little inconsistencies there that I might look into to tweaking.
Yeah, so the way that you create these channels is over here in Apple Podcasts Connect, you can click on this plus icon and click new channel and give it a channel name. I'll just call this podcast marketing. And so this is like a banner for everything that you're going to produce. Like, you might have multiple shows here. And then you can have a logo and a background here. And I think what Dirk needs to do here is have that banner be a full 3,000 pixels wide, 750 pixels high. And that should show full width when it's loaded in Apple Podcasts. But a lot of people don't know about this. It's a great opportunity to add more branding, especially if you've got a bunch of shows. In terms of podcast packaging, this is something you can do in Apple Podcasts to make your shows stand out, because it's under this banner of channels and they're trying to promote these right now. So often platforms will be, you know, they'll come out with new features and they'll want to promote that thing to their users. Podcast channels, I would say, underutilized right now.
Yeah, this is giving me ideas. I have a couple other show ideas in the works, and I had not even thought about using the Apple Podcast channels as a way to kind of consolidate them under my name. And it makes sense. If you like one of my shows, probably you might be interested in other shows on similar topics, even if they have different premises. Is it premises? Mm-hmm. Premises? regardless of what it is, the other thing to note about this is that this is only a feature in Apple Podcasts. So in Spotify mm-hmm. or any other app, the channel feature does not exist. And so your shows are still going to be disparate across that app. But, you know, if you do have multiple shows under your brand, might as well, at least in Apple Podcasts, make use of that feature. So that's a really great tip there to be able to set that up for your show mm-hmm. if you are in this category like Dirk is.
Yeah.
All right. So let's bring it back to the main show here, which Dirk submitted for the roast. And what are your kind of thoughts after looking at the serial nature of the show and the channel? Thinking about cover art, title, description, where does your eye kind of go first and what's your first impression?
I love this cover art. I just love it. It's like really bold. It looks like he's done extra work here even. Like he's got history of the Germans in big, bold yellow letters. But right in the middle, there's a German flag and there's like this big crowd. It's very dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's even done extra work with like, he's superimposed part of the crowd on top of the text.
Yep.
And so it just feels professional to me. It feels like almost like an audiobook cover,
yep.
Which is kind of what a serial podcast is. It's like, you know, this is a narrative history of Germany. And so, I mean, I'm assuming that's what it's going to be. Yeah. So I'm getting that kind of feel like, oh, this is going to be like an audiobook. This is going to be an experience. This is going to be an audio documentary about the history of Germany.
Yeah, for everybody listening to the audio version here, the cover art, it's kind of this green, smoggy background almost. And there's, I don't know what you would call the style of illustration, but kind of like a old painting, something like that. And at the center, right in the middle, between the words, so we've got history on the top line, and then of the on the middle line, and then Germans on the bottom line of the text. And it's kind of spread out across the whole image. But in between of and the in the middle, we've got the German flag and a bunch of people like being lifted up maybe on the shoulders of the crowd or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very artistic and it feels like there is history and conflict, which is what I'm kind of getting from this cover art and this triumphant. We've made it to this point in history and now, and that this show is going to bring us from the dawning of Germany up until today. That's my kind of sense that I get from this.
The other thing that I like about this right off the bat, and we've talked about this before, and I think this illustrates this principle. This podcast has a job to be done.
Mm-hmm.
It is doing a job for the listener. I can imagine myself going to Germany. I was just in Germany, and I was actually looking for something like this. I was looking for books, podcasts, audiobooks about the history of Germany because I knew I was going to be traveling around. And so, what's the job to be done here? I'm about to get on a plane. I'm flying to Berlin. I've got whatever it was, 12 hours. And I want to hear the history of Germany to prepare myself for this trip that I'm taking.
Yeah.
That's one job that this podcast could be doing. Now, of course, it could be doing other jobs. I'm a student at college. I'm taking German history and I need something that will help me in my education, help me learn the material better. That's another job to be done. And too often, we're starting podcasts with these very kind of generic jobs to be done, which is, oh, the job is to entertain the listener. Mm-hmm. The job is to distract the listener from their everyday life. The job, you know, and those are just generic. And I like how specific some of the use cases are with this show.
Yeah, I like your example there. I can imagine this being a perfect companion to somebody who is taking a German history class and the class is boring and we haven't listened to the show. But if Dirk is able to make this interesting, I'm thinking like a hardcore history style history of the Germans, that would be riveting. And that would be actually how I would probably want to supplement my actual coursework. And this might be the actual thing that gets me, you know, through my exams. And so I think that's another twist on the job is like, teaching that person in a way that keeps them engaged in a way that isn't happening in their textbooks and things like that.
Yeah. And this is, again, where a listener survey can be helpful is to actually survey your listeners, have a link in your show notes where they're filling out like, hey, what brought you to this podcast? Like, why are you listening? And then you get the, you know, the student that's saying, oh, you know, like I was really struggling in my class and I just needed something to help me understand the material better. And I could listen to this on the bus. on my way home from class every day. Wow, that's the job to be done. And it gives the podcast a purpose that I think sometimes podcast creators are missing.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I'm assuming is, you know, episode one shows first, mm-hmm. but I'll bet you he published this quite a while ago. Let's just see here. When was this published? Yeah, January 16th, 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter. I don't care. I don't even care when this episode was published. Often we're like, oh, when was the last episode published? Is it recent? Doesn't matter in this case. This is just evergreen content. The history of Germany has already happened. All I need is to talk about it in a compelling way. And this can live on forever. People can find it forever moving forward. And the other thing is, you know, people are searching for the history of Germany, mm-hmm. the history of the German people. There are people in motion that are looking for information like this. And you're just giving them a different packaging for that material. They could go to Netflix. Mm-hmm. They could go to YouTube. They could go to a book. But if they're on the bus and they just want something to listen to, this is kind of the right container for that.
Yeah. So I want to move on to the title, but I want to pair it with the description here because I think that the description tells you a lot about the title. It tells you everything you need to know about the title. So he opens up the description here. And right now I can read a few lines before it gets truncated. But really, I love this first sentence here. The podcast that does what it says on the tin. A narrative history of the German people that starts in the year 919 AD and hopes to get all the way to 1991. Episodes are 25 to 35 minutes long and drop on Thursday mornings. As Gregory of Tours, 539 to 594 said, a great many things keep happening, some good, some bad. The show is now entering on its eighth season. So far we have covered, and then he has a long list of the eras. So, and he has them broken down by episode 1 to 21, the Ottonian emperors. And then we've got Henry the Fowler. He's got all these keywords, actually, which I think is what's happening here, where somebody might look for a specific person in German history and come up on his show, as well as probably those episodes. So this is like, I kind of love the bluntness of this, where it's like, you got everything you need to know from the title, and like, that's the hook.
Yeah. The only thing I would say is that it's that first line is a little bit too cutesy for me. The podcast does what it says on the tin, and it's taking up all this valuable real estate. I think he could experiment with removing that and just having a narrative history of the German people that starts in the year 919 AD and hopes to get all the way to 1991. The description's job is to have people understand, am I in the right place?
Yeah.
And it's extraneous to say, this podcast does what it says on the tin. It's like, okay, well, fine, but what is it? And if it's a narrative history of the German people that starts in the year 919 and goes all the way to 1991, that's what I need to know. Right?
Yeah. Now, the one thing, I agree with you, and I would probably remove that in favor of having something like the narrative history of the German people that starts in the year 919, gets all the way to 1991. I like that he says like the episodes, like he gives you a lot of just like the rundown of what it is. I might have some kind of positioning angle that like tells you the story of the Germans without the boring whatever, or like it's in a non-textbook, like something that positions it, the experience a little bit. But the other thing that kind of stands out to me in reading this description, and again, I probably would personally change it, the podcast that does it says it on the tin line, it just kind of sounds like this cut to the chase, no BS. Like, it does tell me something about the host, I think, which,
yeah,
especially given the reputation that Germans have for being like just cut to the chase, like economical, no wasted words, things like that, high quality. I think there's actually a lot of cultural benefits that come along with that, that this plays into to some extent, that people are like, oh, this is going to like give me exactly what I need in the most efficient way possible, and it's going to be high quality. And I think that that's something that there is a benefit to play into for him, that I think he's doing that, and it works for me. I don't know. Even despite that kind of like cutesiness that I probably wouldn't use myself, maybe something there.
All right. Well, let's move on to, I guess, episode titles and cover art. The other nice thing about something like this, like a history podcast or a narrative podcast, is it kind of like the titles kind of write themselves. You're probably going to optimize for search engines. And so you want to have keywords in there. He has a little bit of like copywriting that's trying to sell you on the episode. Like episode one is a new beginning. King Henry the Fowler rebuilds the East Francia. So like a new beginning is like, oh, that's kind of interesting. A dog's breakfast is the first bit of episode two. Episode three, a series of fortunate events. episode 4, A Foe Wherever You Go. And I think we talked about this, like titles can have two parts. It can have this part that's kind of like evocative and pulls you in, and then a second part that has the keywords that you want to target, the things that people are searching for, right?
Yeah.
And it's doing the job of both.
Yeah. I like them as well. And I think that he's got some copywriting going on and some cleverness. I think that this, again, there's this something about the titles here communicates more than the words themselves. And there's this vibe that you get. And I think that's what's coming from me with the description as well. You kind of get that he's got a bit of a twinkle in his eye almost as he's going through this. And I think that actually for a show like this, a lot of people who are not history buffs think history is boring. Now, it could be that the people who love a show, like they don't think history is boring and they'll listen to anything, the most dry academic texts possible. My assumption is that he's created the show the way he has because he wants to appeal to people other than that. Like they're shorter, kind of bite-sized episodes. They're more digestible. He's got this humor. And so I think that that actually comes through in his titling, even though it's not the actual words that he's saying there. And so, like, I like this one, A Dog's Breakfast. Otto, the not yet great, makes some bad mistakes. There's something about that that's kind of like fun. And there's a few others, as I keep scrolling down here, Conversation with Swords, The Battle on the Lechfeld. So there's a bunch like that, that I think it communicates like, hey, this is a historical podcast that we're going to be accurate historically, I assume, but also we're going to have some fun while doing this. And so that's kind of one of the senses that I'm getting as I'm scrolling through these as well.
Now, here's one challenge with a show like this. I just pulled up the first episode in Apple Podcasts and we have the transcript now. Now, Apple is auto-transcribing episodes, which really benefits a show like this. Now, but as I'm reading it, he goes, I'm massively excited. And if I sound a bit nervous, it is because I am. So please bear with me. It will get better. Now, here's the challenge with a show like this. Is he's since done 100 episodes. It's very possible he's gotten better. But the first episode people are going to listen to is episode 1, when you were at your worst.
Yeah.
And so one trick with an episodic show, you know, like if somebody is listening to this show, you know, our show in the future, they're hearing the best version of this show because we just released a new episode and hopefully we're improving every time. I don't know what this episode's like. I haven't listened to it, but one thing you can do with a serial show, go back and re-record that episode. So if things have gotten better, especially episode 1, maybe 2 and 3, like I would gradually go back and improve those episodes. And you can do this. This is like having a blog where you update your blog posts. This is like having, you know, a book where you just keep releasing new versions of the book. You can improve a serial podcast. You can replace the audio file on that episode. It won't remove any of your analytics or anything like that. All you do is replace the audio with a better version. And I think for him, that would be a benefit if this episode is not at the same level as episode 100, because most people are not going to start on episode 100.
Yep.
They're going to start on episode 1. So you have to make sure episode 1 is awesome.
Yeah.
If you want people to listen to the whole thing.
Yeah. Another thing I'm noticing scrolling through here is he's got a lot of this kind of medieval artwork and things like that, probably beyond just medieval. We're going all the way back to much earlier than the medieval era in this case. Actually, I don't know my history, so I don't know when the medieval era starts. So probably I should listen to the show before I start making assigning historical periods to this. But one of the things that he has this great aesthetic with his cover art that I kind of want that to continue in each of the episode custom artworks. And my thinking here is that, I mean, he's got a lot of great kind of visual images, photography to pull from. I'm thinking that this is somewhere like DALL-E or Midjourney or Adobe Firefly, I think it is. Like you could create an aesthetic that is similar to your cover art. You could reference that and just say, okay, now in this style, recreate this thing from this era. And I think that that would be a nice branding element to be able to pull in across all these different episodes.
Yeah, I like that idea. And he also has the title of the episode on the cover art. And I can understand why he's done that. This is the problem with like the open podcast ecosystem. Everything displays differently when you're actually playing an episode. So probably can't see this, but here in Spotify, when I have it playing, it's just like the cover art is the main thing. And, you know, if you play a podcast on in CarPlay in your car, often you just see the cover art. And so sometimes it makes sense to have, this is episode 2, a dog's breakfast. And just so people have, oh yeah, I'm on episode 2 right now. They can kind of place themselves. But there's another part of me that wishes I could just have the image and no other, nothing else, you know, kind of distracting you. So it's unfortunate. There's all sorts of different places I can see where maybe it would be helpful, but I'm not sure what I would do if I was in his place, if I'd keep it or remove it.
Yeah. I'm curious. So I scrolled down to the bottom of the feeds. And so we're at episode 140 here is the last episode in this feed, it looks like. And so this was this is very interesting because this is just yesterday that this episode was released. And yet, as we saw in Apple Podcasts, actually, I wonder what he's done here is in Spotify, all the episodes are in one feed. And then that doesn't really make sense. In Apple Podcasts, they're split into different shows. We'd have to look more into that. But it looks like there has been some evolution maybe in cover art where, now he's got a little bit, he's still got the titles, some things like that, but he's now got the show logo in there as well. But I noticed the two most recent episodes have the same yellow background, which actually I like that it feels more cohesive in the branding. And so that would be something that I would encourage him to keep going forward with in the future because it feels distinctive and I'd come to associate that with this show.
Yeah, I agree.
So one other thing that I want to kind of highlight about this show, and it's at the show concept level, is he has taken a topic that probably there are other shows that touch on elements of German history. And he has just said, I am going to be the person to most exhaustively document this. And I think in almost every niche, this is a significant opportunity for someone to just go deeper and do more episodes over a longer amount of time than anybody else is willing to do. And this is something that I stumbled into in podcasting unintentionally at first. And now the deeper I go, the more I realize there is to explore. And so when I think about like the stuff I write about in my newsletter, it's just pure curiosity where it's like you answer one question. I'm like, oh, but then what about this? And there's this other thing. And so like I literally have a list in Notion of probably like 2,000 or 3,000 ideas for things to write about. This is absurd. This is insane. There is so many ideas there and not all of them are good ideas. And some of them are riffs on the same thing. But I think that for most people, you get into this mentality where you go to your topic and you're like, well, there's maybe like 20 or 30 things to talk about. But in my experience, somebody can go in there and with the right mindset, find, oh, actually, there's basically infinite things to talk about if you know how to just stay curious, explore each topic. And you're like, well, what's beneath that? And what's beneath that? And what's beneath that? And there's actually this, it can often take you very interesting places. I actually heard Mark Manson talking about this. And so for everybody who is not familiar with Mark Manson's backstory, he has become very successful as the author of The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. But he actually has a backstory in the kind of men's dating blogging world, as well as a bunch of other topics. And I heard him talking about this, and then it was always kind of funny to me because his book and his current writing is much more philosophical. And there's maybe some elements of maybe stoicism, and it's kind of self-helpy, things like that. And, you know, some people love it, some people hate it. But what was really interesting is that I heard him talking on a podcast about how he actually, this is the natural evolution of the dating genre. And so he actually started writing about that. He wrote about it for years and he reached this point where he realized the reason these guys aren't getting dates is because they just need to really work on themselves. They have so much personal development work to do. It's not about like pickup tactics or conversational skills or how to dress. It's like these people need to work on themselves. They need to look inward and do some self-development. And so this was actually the very logical extension of that. And when I heard this, I thought, that is so fascinating that he started in this one place way over here and just kept following the line, going deeper and deeper and deeper. And it just took him across borders of a genre into something entirely different. And so I think that this is the kind of curiosity that you can apply that to a topic. And there is opportunity in almost every niche to be that person who just goes deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and follows the rabbit hole down and down. And I think that that's something that Dirk has kind of done here. He's like, okay, well, people have talked about the history of Germany before, but nobody is going to have talked about it as deeply or extensively as I'm going to.
Yeah. You know, one way you could test this is open up a new tab and just search for like what someone would search, like German history podcast. Mm-hmm. And let's see, where does he show up?
Number one.
Number one. Okay. So to me, this is kind of like the proof of the concept is, have I become the authoritative show on this topic? And in his case, it looks like he has, like he's achieved it. If you're just searching for the keywords, German history podcast, like I'm a student, I'm looking for that. This is the first one you'll find. And that, again, is another strength of having a concept like this, where you are becoming the, I think you said, the exhaustive like resource on it, where you're just following your curiosity and you're putting out over 100 episodes on that topic. If you do a reasonably good job of that, and I mean, he has a website, which is really helping. He has like an actual, like it's not just on Apple Podcasts. He actually has built, it looks like a WordPress site for the podcast. Now he's showing up for those keywords. And again, people have, in this case, a job they're trying to do. I'm about to get on a plane. I want a German history podcast. I search for it. What do I find? History of the Germans. That's the one I'm going to choose.
And not only is he the number one ranking result there, he basically occupies the first two pages of search results. There's two or three maybe other entries. They're both on page two. And so he has done himself a favor with History of the Germans. So we got German or Germans history. He doesn't actually even have the word podcast in his title, which I kind of like from the perspective of in a podcast app search field. But I think his website is History of the Germans podcast. And so he's done himself a lot of favors there. But the website is not flashy by any means. And he's just committed to going maybe broader and deeper with this content than anybody else has. And he's basically sucked up all the search volume for anybody searching for German history podcast. He comes up all across the board. So I love that strategy. And I love to see when people kind of just take it to almost an unreasonable degree.
And this is, a lot of people will say, like having a transcript helps you with SEO, helps you with search. Often it's not true, but in his case, I think it is, because he is narrating the history of Germany. And so his transcript is really like a blog post, a readable article on that topic. And I'll bet, I mean, if we search for some of these topics, I'll bet you that his website is showing up for, you know, different characters from history, different like topics, different historic events. He's getting all of that traffic. And he's got all these great entry points into the show.
Yeah, that's another great thing about, I mean, this is to some extent applicable for all shows, but especially with history, where there are things people are actively searching for and probably will be searching for a long time into the future. He has so many different entry points that will lead back to his show if he does a good job of each of those episodes. So that works really well for him as well.
There's just so much about this kind of show that excites me that I hope other people grab onto. We do so much work as podcasters. Like, it's such a grind to promote your show, to get listeners. And then it's like with an episodic show, week after week, you just have to re-promote that thing. It's like, please listen to this again. And it's not really additive. It's like every episode just has to stand on its own. People are going to get it in their, you know, podcast apps, and they're just going to be scrolling through deciding which episode they're going to listen to next. Where something like this, you can really build on top of pre-existing momentum. So like, I've got organic keywords that his website ranks for, and he ranks History of the Germans podcast as number one, but he also has all of these like topics, like defeated at the Battle of Augsburg in 95. He's ranking for these specific searches, and this momentum just builds on top of itself. Every time he releases a new episode on a new topic, he's got even more search queries that he could be ranking for. And he is. And if you look at like the overview for this page, the traffic for this just keeps going up. He's just ranking for more and more things. And then I can look at top pages and we can see like there's a sense of like, what are people searching for? Mm-hmm. And this Battle of Augsburg is a big one. Bremen history is a big one. Count of Flanders is a big one. And so there's like this proof that, you know, people are searching for these topics, and you don't get this with just a regular episodic podcast where every week you've got to prove yourself. I mean, this is the kind of show you could binge. It's like, you're not just like waiting for the new episode to drop and then saying, well, am I going to listen to Conan or am I going to listen to this? It's like, no, I'm on the plane and I'm just going through it like a Netflix series, listening to one episode after the other. And it has so many kind of cumulative advantages that you don't get with other types of shows.
Yeah. The one thing I will say is that we've seen a couple other shows that are like this, but I think that you can create something similar with your show if you adopt a big, bold kind of vision for the show around it. And so sometimes shows just feel like a loose collection of episodes on a topic. But I think that you also can create a show that might be educational, it might be to serve your business, but there is this kind of quest to it where it's like, hey, we are on a mission together as listeners to reach an answer to this thing. And each episode is moving us closer towards that. And so that's something I think about a lot is how can we build momentum and set a vision for the show, even if it's not like a narrative historical show of something that's already happened. But there is, it's more about the show than any individual episode. And I think a lot of shows lack this. And so it's hard to get people to buy into the show level side of things. And it's just coming back for kind of episodes on a ad hoc basis. And so that's something to think about is like, is there a big vision that has momentum behind it that people want to sign up for the journey on to see where this takes us? And I think that any show can do that. It sometimes takes some creativity, but it's worth kind of thinking about.
Yeah. And also, I guess everybody can create an episode that is the authoritative take on that topic. And if you are publishing your transcripts and they are kind of readable, like people can view them on the website and they're fairly well done, that can also give people more entry points into your show. So you're right. I think people can take some of the lessons from this show and apply it even to an episodic show. Like if I'm doing an episode on the death of Elvis, for example, how can I make my landing page the authoritative resource for that topic? Yeah. And sure, have your episode in there, but then also have some paragraphs written, also have maybe a transcript, have some links and resources to your sources. Like there's ways you can make that look really good.
Yeah. Every show that's out there on your topic, there's probably like one episode that is shows up in everybody's feed. And so let's say that your topic is, we'll use an example from Justin's world. And so let's say it's bootstrapping software companies. And every show on bootstrapping software companies will have some kind of episode on payment processing systems. Which payment processor do I use for my SaaS? And so there's like some conversation about that. You could probably build a whole show around payment processing for SaaS companies. And there is way more nuance to explore. And you could become the definitive source of truth and exploration for that topic. And so I think like if you're looking for how you could do this for yourself, take an episode that you have either published yourself or that shows up kind of frequently as being popular in your niche and say, what if I just did a whole show about that topic? Because I bet that for most topics that are interesting to people, you could certainly do that and you could become the authority on that topic.
Yeah, I like it. I like how this episode here, we really kind of dug into other ideas that people could apply in their case. It's a roast of this show, but there's still other things that people can use in their show.
Yeah, I almost feel a little bit bad. There wasn't that much roasting going on here. We actually liked a lot of what Dirk was doing here. I think there was a couple things with the description that maybe optional could be tightened up there. I think that there were some things with the custom artwork that I would kind of like to see more branding around that, but it almost looks like he was starting to do that. And the other thing, I looked in Spotify and it looks like he's got something like 1,000 ratings in Spotify here. So obviously people are digging the show. And you know, the thing that's on my mind after looking through this and you talking about the jobs to be done is I just moved to Spain and I've been thinking about like, okay, I want to learn more about Spanish history. And I wonder now if a show like this exists for Spain. Part of me thinks it's almost too niche to exist yet. So Dirk, if you have a Spanish friend or if you've got some free time to do the history of Spain as well, you've got your first listener in me. And so anybody else who has that show already and who's watching this, let me know and I will sign up immediately and start binging.
I will say, I think the one possible critique of this show is if your episode 1, 2, and 3 is not great, like if the actual episode isn't great, I think you're going to lose a lot of people at that point. And so it might be worth re-recording those episodes. And I also think there's some opportunities on this website. The website is ranking so well for a German history podcast. I think, you know, often in the roast, we're talking about the podcast packaging as it appears on Spotify and Apple, but your website is a whole other area where you can improve the packaging. And this is a fairly generic kind of WordPress theme that I think, you know, maybe worth investing a little bit of money or time in making this, like augmenting this as like when people get here, it's like, oh, wow, like this is really great.
Yeah. And that's something, you know, website design and optimization is something that doesn't really matter that much early on when you don't have any traffic, but becomes a huge source of leverage when you do have a ton of traffic. And a lot of people that I talk to will have, you know, 25,000 page views a month, and their websites are just totally unoptimized to make use of any of that or direct it in a useful way to them, either to their email list or their podcast, or presenting them with a curated selection of the best first impression that they can get of the show. In this case, it's probably going to be episode one or the teaser, which is even more reason to maybe look at refreshing those. But I also think about, is there a way to get somebody onto an email list or something like that that can be a little bit more compelling than how it's kind of currently presented now? So yeah, big opportunity there. And I also love that call out of updating some of those old episodes, especially for a serial show that he's kind of, you know, admitted, which is like, of course, this is where we all start with episode one. It's like, okay, we're trying this out. We're going to see how it goes. And then you do a few hundred episodes and you look back and you're like, oh man, I have learned a lot since I started out, and maybe my gear's gotten better, my delivery's gotten better, maybe my research has gotten better. And so, yeah, I think it's never too late to go back and update those things and improve that first impression where, you know, almost everybody is going to start there.
Yeah. Well said. I like this one.
Yeah, I like this one too. And there's a kind of a unique show that I've listened to a lot of serial shows in the past, but not recently. And so this is nice to go through one of these and see how it differs from some of the more typical shows that we've roasted in the past. So Justin, if somebody else is looking to submit their show for a roast, what is the best way for them to do so?
You can head over to Apple Podcasts, search for Podcast Marketing Trends Explained, leave us a review, and list the name of your show in the review, and you may find yourself on the skewer in a future episode.